Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. We're going to have now, just to be misader, we have now the Sugya of Tzara Saita, which goes to the Amid Beis. And then we have Mazik Rishasai, which goes for another hip and for another Amid. And then Tzara Salinus. So we're going to have here three Sugyas, which are separate, independent sugyas. Try to be aimed on each one as best as we can. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Tzara Saita Asura Tumuk Sivba Karayis." This is Rav's memra, which we had briefly on Gimel Amid Beis when we the Mishnah said Lamute Hada Rav. Rav says that a saita has a din tuma, a din erva, because it says in the Torah tuma, tuma ksiv bakarayas. Masav Rav Chista. Rav Shimon Aimer biyasa echalitzasa miachar shavisham piteras tzarasa. What's the case of Rav Shimon? That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the 10th parak. The beginning of the 10th parak, it talks about a woman whose husband disappeared, he went away on a trip and he didn't come back. And she got married al pi eid echad, and then he came back alive. So it turns out when she married this person, she thought her husband was dead, and she married him. Roshalai Kedin. So the Mishnah says, Teitzei mizeh umizeh, that she can't be married not to her first husband and not to the present husband. Rav Shimon says, B'yasai chalitzasa mi'acha shavishan p'teres tzarasa, that the bia, the chalitza, Me'achav Sharishim Patas the Tzara. What does that mean? That means Be'etzem, the Tzara is not Pater. If not for Biyasa Echalitzasa, the Tzara is not Pater. So Shver and Rav. Rav said that by a Saita, the Tzara Saita is Asura, meaning there's no Yibam Echalitza. And yet, we learned over there that the Tzara would be Chayiv if not for Biyasa Echalitzasa Me'achav Sharishim. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a Saita Dairaisa. A Saita Dairaisa is a woman who's Mizana Tachas Baila Be'isir. And you're telling me a Saita Drabanan. What's a Saita Drabanan? Someone who is Mizana Tachas Baila Ba'inis. She did it Beheter. She had a Heter to do it. So you can't compare a Saita Dairaisa to a Saita Drabanan. What was the have I mean? The karila, my karila, k'sava kol tikkun ban karila, ken dairaisa tikkun. So what is our Gemara saying? That there's something called a saita dairaisa, and whatever is included in a saita dairaisa has a chiddush that it's ke'erva. We know that from the word tuma, a chiddush that it's ke'erva, and once it's ke'erva, it's potter from Yibum, and part of Chalitza, Asura, which means also, Taisa says, Lavdafka Asura, Afma Chalitza Petura. That's the Gemara. So really, this piece of Gemara, Be'ikr, is darshaning one word in the Torah, the word Tumah. It says, V'nitma'ah, it says Tumah. So Tumah is telling me that a Saita is the same as an Erva. Now, once it's the same as an Erva, there are a lot of consequences. The consequence that they get to us is that there's a Tor Chalitza and Isser Yibum. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, the Hagdama to the Sugya, we have to know before we start taking apart the Sugya, you have to have a Hagdama. The Hagdama is that there are three types of Mizana Tachas Baila. There are three groups of people that are called Mizana Tachas Baila that have names. And the question that we have is to figure out what is Rav talking about. Okay, so here are the three types of Isurim that could be included potentially in this Saita. Number one is a Vaday Saita. What's a Vaday Saita? A woman that we know 100% was Mizana Tachas Baila, we have Edim, that she was Mizana Tachas Baila. And there's no question that Rav is talking about a Vaday Saita, for sure. She certainly is Asa L'Baal, Asa L'Bayil, Asa L'Kuhuna, Asa B'Truma. and she's patur from chalitza, and there's no yibum. That no rishon clears. That's for sure. The minimum that he's talking about is a vaday saita. The kind of vaday saita means someone that we have edim. We know for certain was mezanim. The second type is a suffix saita. Now, what is a suffix saita? When you learn chumash, you learn the parasha of saita and parashas nasai. The chumash appears to be talking about a suffix saita. Right, what's the parasha of saita? You all learned it. It's about a woman who goes and drinks from the mei hamarim. Why is she drinking from the mei hamarim? Obviously, we don't have witnesses she was mezana. We have witnesses she was mezana. She doesn't drink from the mei hamarim. She is what we call a suffix saita. A suffix saita means that this woman was warned by her husband not to be miyachid with a certain man. That's called kiloi, vestira, and she went, she was miyachid with this man. We don't know if there was nus. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. So the halach is that she's brought to the Beis HaMikdash, she drinks with Mehamarim, but it's not just that she drinks with Mehamarim. We know that kol zman she's traveling to the Beis HaMikdash, she's also to her husband. There's an Isser to a husband, exactly the gedder of the Isser we're going to have yet in Taisus on the Amid Beis. Baal Abaderech Laika. Taisus on the Amid Beis says, if he's Baal Abaderech, he gets Malkus. That's talking about a suffix site. Right? Because we're talking, he's Bederech, he's going to the Beis HaMikdash. So we have this category called suffix site, a woman who there's Raglayim Ladavar, as I call it, Raglayim Ladavar means there's a reason to suspect that she was Mizana. This suffix Saita has a whole parasha about her in the Chumash. And a lav, I think the lav is La Yuchal Baila, that's what Taisa said on Gimel Amid Beis. La Yuchal Baila, the husband can't live with her until she goes and drinks in the Mayamarim. She's called a suffix Saita. Now, a suffix Saita is very serious. Bizman Azeh, we have no Mayamarim. A man has to give his wife a get. It applies to his man as that. A man has to be careful not to say to his wife, tells his wife, he can tell her innocently, don't be bi'ichud with that man. You know, someone's coming today, be careful, don't go bi'ichud with him. You have to be careful. That constitutes kinui. So, that idea of suffix saita is a category, for sure, that's in the Torah. And again, that's not a question. What is the question? The question is whether Rav was talking about a suffix saita too. Was he only talking about a vaday saita? He said a vaday saita, no yibum, no chalitza. He certainly was talking about a vaday saita. Was he also talking about a suffix saita? That is what Taisus Dibur Amas L'Tzara Saita discusses.
First mission
that what? That she's chayletzes by suffix saita. It says chayletzes, says misabemes, do you remember? So it comes out, we have you saying that it's for sure chayletzes, and Avi saying that the Pefersh Gemara is not chayletzes. Rav is not talking about a case of suffix saita. So what's Tosis Clare? Tosis Clare is what the halach is.
Because why is it?
Rav was talking about.
Everyone's masking that you need chalitza. The question is why. What's the question? Why is it?
It says v'meis chalitza solim si abemes. So the question is why. Why it's chalitza? Okay, correct. Good. So I have to rephrase it then. So what's the shayla? The shayla in Tosis. Taisus says, "Boy chalisak the maisi b'samach." See right? So suffix. So let me rephrase it. So Rav is talking about a vaday saita. He's not talking about a suffix saita. The question is then why he's not. Okay, good. So why is a suffix saita not included? The Pasha is talking about suffix saita. So Tais is going to have two mahalchim as to why Rav is not talking about suffix saita. Okay, good. Now there's a third category, which is a kayin shenensa tachas baila. As you all know, a kayin who's in anusa tachas baila is asa to a husband. And for that, we had a Nebuki Yosef, which is in the Dafei Harif, Dafei Zamed Aleph, the bottom of the page. Be'eshes Kayin, Hechad Enensa, Tzarech Iyan, Yamrinan, V'meis Chaylatzes. Tosis has a Tzarech Iyan, Be'eshes Kayin, Shenensa, not Tosis, Nebuki Yosef. We also have a Tzarech Iyan, Be'eshes Kayin, Shenensa. If she's included in this parasha, hard to understand why she should be, but that's a suffix of the Nebuki Yosef. So we have three categories. Let's review. A Vaday Saita, Rav was Zecha talking about. A suffix Saita, Rav was not talking about. The question is, why? And a Kayin, Eishas Kayin, that's a Tachas Baila, that's a suffix of the Nebuki Yosef.
Okay.
Why? Okay, so when we learned that Muki Yosef declares that Eishes Kayish and Nensa has a parasha of Yivam B'chalitza, so Rabbi Kiva Eger had asked that it's a Meferish Gemara Masech Saita, I think Davav, that the Gemara there says that Tisyavein At Amrit Tisyavim Yevume, the Gemara has a bitmiya. I think the Gemara there says it's not miyavim. And Rabbi Chanan explained that it depends. Eishes Kayin Shenensa, if the brother of this Kayin is himself a Kayin, so then there's nothing to talk about. It can't be miyavim. At Amrit Tisyavim Yevume, it can't be miyavim. Muki Yosef's clear is if he has a brother that's a cholol. If he happens to have a brother who's a chalal, that's the Muki Yosef's klar. That's, I think, what Rabbi Chanan said. That's what's negayah to the Muki Yosef. What we have to work on is the middle case, suffix saita. And again, just before we start the tesis, you have to be clear about what we're talking about, not to confuse what we're calling a vaday saita with a suffix saita. It's a funny word, suffix saita, because when you learn the saita, the word saita means a suffix saita. The Gemara there talks about a saita, and it's constantly using the word saita to refer to a woman who had kinyan b'stira. But for our purposes, to make a distinction between the two cases, we're going to call one a vaday saita and one a suffix saita. Okay, a suffix saita is a woman who had kinyan b'stira, and she is chaylatzes. The question is why. So Taisvis has two mahalchim. Let's try to learn the Taisvis together inside. Follow along. It's a little confusing unless you have a klarkeit in the Tutsdadim of Taisvis. I think if the Tutsdadim of Taisvis become clear, it's easier to learn the Taisvis. Let's learn the first part of Taisvis. Tzara Saita Asura. First he explains by Avadei Saita. So Taisvis lav dafka Asura, daf mechalitza p'tura kin depirish b'kuntres. When we say Asura, we mean Pata from Chalitza, you need nothing. V'dafka Saita Vaday. Okay, till here, Taisis is easy. Dafka Saita Vaday. I will say the suffix by Chalitza the Maisi the Samach. But a suffix Saita needs Chalitza, as they'll say the top of the Amid Beis. V'kra, the Vinistera, v'hinit ma, bin the Bala Vaday Ayrik, the Maskina Lakaman, I will say the suffix like Kasa Batuma. Period. This part of Taisis, till Vim Taimer, like a Rashi. Taisis is telling us a Mahalach in the Gemara. Taisis Mahalach in the Gemara is the following, a Chumash here, literally Pshat the Chumash. The Torah says the word Tuma, V'nistara V'hinitma. So Taisis, when you touch the word Tuma in the Chumash, it means a Vadei Saita. The word Tumah in the Chumash is not referring to a suffix saita. Therefore, what? Therefore, Rav's Memra, when Rav said in his Memra, what did Rav say? That Sarah Saita Surah Tomak Sivba, he's talking about Avadei Saita. Why? Because that's tied to the Pasik. Tied to the Pasik in Chumash is Tuma is who? Avadei Saita. The Pasik is not talking about a Suffolk Saita. Now, if you understand that, the rest of Taisus isn't so complicated. The issue in Taisus is a Chumash here. When the Torah says the parasha of Tuma, is it referring to a Suffolk Saita? Taisus Hanocha was it's not. So Taisus is cautious on it. The Torah. Hatanan, Nichnas Ha'ime Lebeis HaSeser, Asur Lebeis HaSur LeTruma, Dashinim Beper Keshev, Shloish HaPamim, Nitma, Siv Echad Lebalach, Lebal Echad LeTruma. What's Taisus Kasha? What's Taisus Kasha? You follow Taisus Kasha? Taisus is asking that the Chumash is talking about Suffolk Saita. Taisus asks from Saita Dav Chav Ches that there it says that the Pasuk is talking about someone who's Nichnas Ha'ime Lebeis HaSeser. The Pasuk is talking about Suffolk Saita. So you follow what's going on in Taisus? Taisus Hanocha was that the parish, the word Tumah, the Nistara in the parasha are not talking about a Suffolk Saita. Fractisis, but it is Yeshloimah, the last rakas of Ela Mishum Suffolk Shema Nibala, Vinitma, Uloila Lake Situma, Ela Vade Nibala. So what's Taisus Teretz? What's Taisus Teretz? Taisus Teretz is the word Tuma in Chumash is talking about Vade Saita. That's for sure. By a Suffolk Saita, we're misupik if this pasuk applies to this woman, because she's a suffix saita. The chumash applies to a woman who was nibala. That's what the parasha, the pasuk in the Torah applies to, a woman that was mizana. She's a tameh. She's an erva. What's a suffix saita? So Taisa started off thinking the chumash is not talking about suffix saita. Taisa says in his teretz, we're misupik by a suffix saita. It's possible she was Mizana, it's possible she wasn't Mizana. If she was Mizana, the Pasuk is talking about her. If she wasn't, the Pasuk is not. So therefore, what do? Every time you have a Suffolk? Every time you have a Suffolk, you go L'chumra. L'chumra, we say the Pasuk applies to her. And L'kula, we don't say the Pasuk applies to her. You follow? It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat Nevela. Right? So the pasuk is already treifel. What's the pasuk talking about? It's talking about vadei treifel. You understand? It's vadei treifel nalady. If you have suffik treifel, the pasuk is not talking about suffik treifel. But Taisus tells us that when you have suffik treifel, maybe the pasuk applies, because this might be vadei treifel. So memela lechumra the pasuk applies. That's the aside of this Taisus. The aside of Taisus is that the parsha of Suffolk Saita is a parsha which might or might not be a real Saita, and therefore, may Suffolk, we go L'chumra, and the Isurim apply. The same thing, Taisus. Next Kash and Teretz say exactly the same thing. Toma Kivishaloi Nichtav, La Nikra, Shem Tumel Avadai, Amaya Surah LeBeis L'Truma, Ishtoim Adasa Suffolk Avadai, Kedam Perakashem. Does everybody hear what's going on here in Taisus? Taisus is speaking very clara words. It only gets confusing when we start thinking of other possible ways of learning. But Taisus is saying very clara words. The clara words of Taisus are that the parsha of Nistara, the parsha of Tuma, is by a Vade Saita, and a Suffolk Saita, we don't know. We don't know if the Suffolk Saita was or is not. L'chumra w'machmir, and l'kula w'nat meikul. Chalitza she needs, and also l'bal l'bayol l'truma, that she remains. That's what Taisus says. If it confuses you, Taisus on the Amid Beis has a one-line synopsis of this Taisus. Taisus my Nistara. In the V'yeshloimer of that Taisvis, Taisvis has a one-line review of this Taisvis. V'yeshloimer, L'chumra, Asa HaKas of Safi Kavadai. that the Torah l'chumra said a safik is like a vaday. Okay, ad kan divrei Tosis. This is what Tosis says. Again, at the beginning of Tosis, Tosis started off assuming the pasuk is not talking about a safik saita. Tosis had kashas. So Tosis says, no, we're misupik if the pasuk is talking about a safik saita. So the question then is, why would you get Malkus Misafik? Tosis, I will tell you to look at the first part of Tosis. So look at the second part of Tosis. Tosis on the Amid Beis says, Yibaleh Baila Bederech Laika. If he's Baaleh Bederech, he gets Malkus by Safik Saita. See, here we have a problem. Tosis appears to be repeating the Mefarshim says no such Gemara. There. That's how you learn the Gemara. What do you mean? Which Gemara? Saita Dav Zayin or Gemara?
Right. So the whole punishment from the terrorist is the word Tumah. Right. Once you don't have to learn by Safik, you don't know the punishment anymore. Tosis just explaining the Gemara. That thing's on Fiddish. Else you're the Gemara.
So therefore what? Therefore it makes sense about Lava Darach Laika?
It's a kasha like kasha and Tosis. It's a kasha like a really big mara. Where is it? Why is there an onus at all by Safik Saita?
The Gemara is bringing a right, but the Gemara itself is asking is a kash, isn't it? The Gemara is saying, when the Gemara says there's a Tobak Simba, the Gemara says there's a kash. It can't be that the Gemara ends off clearly that way.
Right,
for now, let it be a kash and then on the Gemara. I'm not sure that it's a kash on the Gemara, so no, we should argue with Tosis. So let's leave it. There's kasha and taisa, kasha and the Gemara. Either way, the point is we're learning now that it's a suffix, and the question is how could it be laika? How could it be treated as a vaday? L'chumra, I have no problem. Every suffix is l'chumra. You have something that you don't know if it's kasha or not kasha. You're machmir. But we have to go with the mahalach. We always go with Shimon. That what? Every suffix is it, but that would be a reason to get Malkus. Rav Shimon said it's a 640 this. Okay, let's see. Rav Shimon talks about it here. We have to, before we start getting into Sveikus, which I guess we're going to end up doing tomorrow, we're going to talk about Sveikus, which is a geshmaka topic. Before you start, we have to ask ourselves, before anything, what's Pashit about a suffix Saita? Pretend we have no Svarim, we have no Tosis, we're stuck someplace, no Svarim, we just have to think on our own. Given the ideas that we have, we know, all of us know, Safik Dairaisa, Minatayra, is Lachumra according to most Rishainim, except, like the Rambam, Safik Dairaisa is Lakula. Right? Minatayra. Midrabana wa Machmer in every Safik Dairaisa. I'm talking about Minatayra. Minatayra, every Safik Dairaisa is Lachumra like most Rishainim. Some Tosis holds that way, most Rishonim hold that way. The Rambam Shita is that Safik Tumah min HaTorah is Lakula. How would you look at a Safik Saita? Pretend all you have is a Chumash and this piece of Gemara, maybe this Tosis. Svara, how should we look at a Safik Saita? Let's think for a minute. Let's say we hold Safik Darais L'Chumra. If you hold Safik Darais L'Chumra, why do we need this parsha of Saita and parsha of Nasai? Right, the Chumash is talking about Safik Saita too. Right? It's talking about a Vaday Saita. If Nista Ravin Itma is someone who was Mizana, and the Basal Akain is talking about a Safik Saita. Now, Bishlam are like the Rambam. Every Safik Saita is Lakula. So I need a parsha. Otherwise, I would have said a Safik Saita, you do Kino, you do Stira. There's no Isurim. I would have thought there's no Isurim, so I need a parsha in the Torah to tell you that there are Isurim. Because every Sunday rice is the Kula. So I can understand I need a parsha. What's the parsha of Megala? Maybe that it's Raglayim Ladova here, so therefore it's different. Whatever reason. Light the Rambam, I have no problem. Light, most Rishayim, including presumably Tosfos. Every Safi Daraisa is Lachumra. So why do I need, now I need the parasha to tell me this thing that she drinks Mehamarim. Of course, you need to know she drinks Mehamarim and whatever happens to her, happens to her. But as far as the Isurim Bederech, as far as the halachas that are negayah to her, like Taisvis, we have a major problem. Why do I need a parsha in the Torah that she's asur? Every Suffolk derais is asur. I don't need a special pasuk to tell me if I have Suffolk nevel, I'm not allowed to eat it. Of course I'm not allowed to eat it. So if a man has a wife who's a Suffolk saita, a vadei saita is like an erva. His wife is a Suffolk saita, dachtatzi, with kinoi, stira, raglaim, ledavar. I need a pasuk to tell me that there's an isser on a Suffolk saita? Why would I need such a pasuk? You follow? Like Tosis, it's a problem. Like the Rambam, it's not a problem.
But,
good. So, l'chaira, the answer would be that this bothered Tosis himself. Therefore, the fact that there's a parsha is megalitas that you get Malkus. Even would be like every other Suffolk Dairaisa. We don't give Einshim for Suffolk Dairaisa. Suffolk Dairaisa is a machmir. We don't give Einshim for it. However, here where the Torah writes that there's a Suffolk Dairaisa, so here the Torah is megalitas that here we're going to give an Einish. It's like a Chiddush. Now, we treat it more like a Vadai. Tosis holds, as he says in the Amid Beis, Bala Abaderech Laika. Other Rishainim, including Tosis in Saitad Avchav Ches and the Rambam, disagree. They don't say Bala Abaderech Laika. They don't hold of it. As a matter of fact, Tosis says it's a Gemara Mesech the Saitad Bala Abaderech Laika, so that there's no such Gemara. Tosis learned up the Gemara that way, but doesn't say the words Bala Abaderech Laika. There's no such Gemara. The Rishonim who hold that Safek Daraisa is Lakulam in our Torah, so this parsha is needed for the Isser itself. And the Mehla, I have no reason to say a Chiddush Amalkus. L'chaira, this is the way to learn before you look in Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon, before you look at anybody. If you sit down to a Gemara and there's a parsha in the Torah about Sveikus, the first thing that has to come to mind is the Machlokes, the Rambam, and everyone else. The Shef Shmaitzer starts Perak Aleph, tells you as a machlokes to Rambam and everyone else what the din of Safek Daraisa is. All Sveikus, any lumdus in Sveikus has to start with that. So it would seem to us, before we look anywhere, that just to begin the sugya, we have to understand why there would be a parsha in the Torah of Safek Saita. Light Taisvis on the Amid Beis, we don't need a parsha. And if the Torah has a parsha, it must be telling us a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Well, now we're saying the chiddush is you get malchus. Tomorrow we have to understand how that plays out. The chiddush is you get malchus. Light the Rambam and Tosis incited Avchav Ches, who hold that there's no lav. They are holding that the chiddush of the Isser is itself a chiddush. The fact that there's an Isser is itself a chiddush. Now, what I would want to do for tomorrow is to try to figure out these two mahalachim. Because every time we talk about Safik, we come back to the question of whether a Safik is Asa Metam Safik or a Safik is Asa Metam Vadai. This is what we talk about every time we talk about Sveikus. It seems the Lumdis, the Rishonim on Shas, all dealt with this issue, and each Rishon had his mahalach. Now, what you should understand before we come tomorrow is that these two mahalchim and Safek Saita pashtos are totally in this. You can't say you get malchus if a Safek Saita is also metam Safek. It would make sense. How to give someone is a malchus if Safek Saita is also metam Safek? Well, chayas to be also metam Vadai. So this we're going to come back to tomorrow. Now, Rabbi Chanan is in Simen Tezva, Klal Tezva, whatever he calls it there, Simen Tezva, and Kavitz Ha'aris, Ois Tes and Yud. Ois Tes, he talks about is Taisvis. I think I used to test the first paragraph of his word for it. He brings the whole Taisvis. And then he brings Taisvis on Chavches, in Saita. He talks about what the Machlaikis is. He talks about what the Habami, the Maskana of Taisvis is. This we're going to try to have a parakite in tomorrow. This is basically the whole Sugya. The whole Sugya of Safek Saita we're going to spend This is the one topic. Then we'll go to the next sugya. The topic is how to deal with tzveikus. It's something that you should be used to from previous years dealing with tzveikus. And I hope you'll come in with something of a mahalach in Yitzhak Shem tomorrow.